Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You asked for it. Here it is. It's a podcast from Apathetic Enthusiasm.
In this episode, we have somebody who it looks nothing like Travis. It's actually not Travis at all.
Chelsea.
On Apathetic Enthusiasm. Hey, everybody, this is Brandon.
And Chelsea.
Why don't you go and introduce yourself, Chelsea? Who are you and why are you talking to me?
I know Travis. And so when Travis can't fill in, I am the poor man's Travis.
You're the good enough. That's what I
I wish he could be here to do it. He can't. So I will try and do his work justice.
That's right. Work justice. Well, I appreciate you, honey, for being on the show.
Oh, yeah. We're married.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. So Chelsea Cruz, she's my wife, and she is part of the show for a couple episodes, filling in for Travis. We really want to say a shout out to Travis and his family. They are not here. He is not here taking care of business, spending time with his family for things. So
yes, good for him.
So shout out to the Menards over there. This show is going to be dedicated to him in the sense that we're not going to talk about him anymore.
Any proceeds that we make from the show, we will give to Travis.
Yeah, any proceeds, which, send those pennies in.
Yeah.
Because he could really use the chocolate.
I'll split my beverage with him. I'll send him the rest of my beverage.
Yes.
The tasty beverage that you made for us this evening that we've been practicing all new tasty Christmas cocktails and mocktails.
Yeah, that's right. Chelsea's dad, it's his birthday's coming up and
Christmas baby.
Well, okay. Actually, before we get into that, Chelsea, real quick, a few social media bits that we got to do. apatheticenthusiasmshow@gmail.com, Twitter, there's X, apathusiast. We check that all the time. Apathetic Enthusiasm over on Instagram, underscore enthusiasm. I think we still do stuff there sometimes. There's Facebook, whatever.
Just,
I think that's it.
Just type us in. You can find us anywhere. Chelsea Cruz.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Me Shower, maybe, if you're into searching up maiden names. I don't know.
You do have an Insta. Do you remember what your Insta Insta name is?
I think it's Chell to the C, like S-E-A, Cruz.
Was it Chess Be Me at some point in time?
Probably the one that I had you make for me before I understood computers.
Oh, Chess Be You. I think maybe you changed that because you don't like chess.
I don't dislike chess. I'm not trying to push any chess fans out of your fan base, but I'm just not good at it.
Okay.
That's different.
No, that's fair. That's fair. Have you ever won a game of chess?
Ooh, maybe against Dexter, my son, when he was like 4.
Okay. So chess winner, not be you.
That's right. Chess newbie me.
Yeah. Okay. So go check her out, but not too closely.
Very boring. I haven't posted in a very long time.
You thugs.
If you have a puppy, you can send me that picture. Any kind of stand-up comedy, any kind of memes about how funny it is to be 40. that's my jam.
How funny it is. How funny it's so.
Yeah. I'm looking for positivity at this point.
One of the things I didn't say was if you're watching this, because we are going to post it on YouTube, you can see what Chelsea and I look like in the same room when we're looking at each other. But it looks like we're on separate cameras. Because we are on separate cameras.
Obviously, we don't live together.
Oh, no. No. We're he's
in the West Wing and I'm in the East Wing.
we she's on the West Coast. I'm on the East Coast.
Yeah. That's how we make it work.
Yeah. A marriage of convenience.
Whatever works. When you get that rock,
Just
do what you gotta do.
When you got that solid gold.
Got that bling.
Bling, bling. Chelsea, let's go ahead and get into what you alluded to, which your dad's birthday is in a couple days. Yes. And what was the made a bunch of drinks. What was the genocide of your dad's birthday? What was the genesis of your dad's birthday?
I'm pretty sure his mom and dad had some sex around March or April or.
Oh.
So that was the genesis of his birthday.
Have you ever thought about your grandparents having sex when they're still together and both alive?
Yeah, I did. Okay. How do you think I get it up?
Oh, yeah, no.
Ladies don't. That's fair. Anyway, what was your original, what was your question going?
Yeah, through? No, what was the genesis of your dad, like, making those drinks and stuff? So, like.
He wanted a kind of a tropical theme for his birthday, because when your birthday's in December, you don't normally get that theme. So he was going pina colada style. Anyway, we, the Cruises, do people know that about us?
That were Cruises?
That's our last name?
Yeah.
Okay, good. They know. We are usually the ones in charge of the drinks. Shocker. And so it was like, all right, we're in charge. Like, we get 3 or 4 different flavor profiles. And we need not just cocktails, but mocktails. Because we have a couple of family members who aren't comfortable drinking it. And it's not good for them to drink it. Mm-hmm. So that was almost more fun for me, because you have to be a little more creative. So, and we want people to be included in the festivities and not feel weird or left out, or like they're not cool part of the group because we're all just having a drink and they're toasting their milk. So we did some mocktails, virgin pina coladas, like a cranberry rosemary spritzer, and like a virgin Bloody Marys was just spicy Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
And I thought that was lovely.
Yeah.
Everyone included all of our little toasts.
All of our little toasts.
We did little flights, little red solo cup shot glass flights of alcoholic and non-alcoholic drinks for everyone to try.
And they were pretty good. I think
they were very detailed. That was all Brandon was NutriBullet, whatever, and all these things. Yeah. And I was like, put cranberries in
So one of the things when we were getting, like, we brainstormed for your dad like right after Thanksgiving, right before Thanksgiving. Was it that same day?
Probably brainstormed at Thanksgiving. My family likes to plan then for the next time at.
It was like
get together. We plan the next get together.
The next venue is such and such. The next theme was your dad's birthday. So, okay, let's get together. And your dad was like, Cobb salad.
# Mitch Shower. I don't know. That's his #, but
he doesn't have a #. It was like Cobb salad. He's like, what? But he didn't know that. He's like, you know, it's like the salad with the eggs and the bacon and the ham.
He's just throwing out ideas. That man.
And he's like, and then Bloody Mary, you know, maybe
he knew he wanted shrimp.
A shrimp. Maybe, you know, like a tropical drink. But we didn't know. He didn't really know what. He's just like, well, whatever. Let's do this. Let's do that. And then I got the wild hair because I was like, I want to drink all of those things that day. And so maybe it's a little selfish on my part. I'm like, I want to make all of those things.
I thought starting out today's festivities with 4 shots right off the bat was an excellent idea, because what makes you hungrier for shrimp than to have, like, this one has rum, this one has vodka, this one has tequila, this one has, and then you're like, well, you know what? I could use some fried food right now.
So four of the drinks, well, the 4 of the alcoholic ones was like a martini ish.
A crimp. Oh no, that was like a coconut martini.
Yeah. Coconut cream, coconut rum, vanilla vodka, and then a little bit of pineapple and a spritz of Capri Sun.
We left the juice at home. Capri Suns will do in a pinch. You do what you got to do.
We forgot the pineapple.
Adaptability
juice
is key, folks.
Yeah, that's
Write
true.
It down, tattoo it.
Write it down.
Embroider on a pillow.
Yeah, but it has to be a comfortable pillow.
But adaptability is key. So it's not comfortable. It's fine.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, you got me.
Adaptability,
there.
But only if it's this pillow.
Right. And then like a cranberry margarita.
Delish.
Which I had made simple syrup out of cranberries, and then you did that. And then an egg chata. So an eggnog.
Ooh, that one was very Christmassy.
With rum, with some rum chata in there. And there's just like a spot of Jameson, just a spot. And then a Bloody Mary with green chili vodka that I'd made. So
which one had the tajin rim?
That was the Bloody Mary. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there are a couple of members of our family that love tajin. Brandon be one. And yeah. Tajin is good, but oh boy, it's adaptability is key.
Is it tart?
It's got some citric acid notes in it.
Is that what you don't like it, or you do?
I don't not like it. It's just always a surprise to me. I'm like, oh. So my first thought is like, oh, spicy. And then I'm like, oh, it's very lime and lemony.
So like, okay. Yeah. I think that's what I like. So our sister-in-law, Lauren, she also likes tajin, and it doesn't actually, I don't think it matters what it's in. Cause she
got to put it on her key lime pie, y'all.
Oh yeah. And I think it's a sour bit that tastes good to me, and we, you know, me and Lauren both like the sour stuff.
A little bit of soulmates, you and Lauren.
Yeah, I know.
Only my brother hadn't married her, and then Brandon hadn't married me, then they could be married, and then me and my brother could be together.
Yeah, I sometimes dream about that.
Me too. I wake up in a cold sweat.
Robert, I love you. I love you. And then, talking about the non-alcoholic, the mocktails, we tried to keep the flavor profiles the same so we just had a non-alcoholic.
But also still to make them interesting and special, yeah. Because that is the trick. You don't want to just give someone like Bloody Mary mix or a glass of eggnog. So Brandon ground up some cinnamon twists. Like they are not Taco Bell cinnamon twists, but they taste like that.
I like them.
And put that in the eggnog. And I thought you did a great job of making everybody feel.
Thanks, honey.
Fun and festive and part of the party.
And we're drinking basically leftover non-alcoholic drinks with vodka and Malibu rum in them, and then mixed up.
I didn't even ask what it was. He handed me a drink, and then I tasted it, and I was like, that's good enough for me.
Yep, which is why we have to finish this episode quickly.
Here we go. Let's talk about
the drugs. That
killed plenty of time.
Okay. All right, so the main thing.
Text us for the recipes. I don't know. They're on tasty.com. You can get them.
Call to action. The other thing we want to talk about, well, the main thing we want to talk about is last night we went to a concert. We went to K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas. And so for those in California, Southern California, you've heard of K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
106.7 KROQ.
Was that the station that Kevin and Bean used to be on?
Yeah. Okay. As a matter of fact, our... A friend of rounding the bases, the Bean Man himself. Yeah.
What's his first name, Mister?
I forget. We just I was
Green?
Just always called him Bean.
Pinto.
don't give me trivia on my.
I don't know what it is. I wasn't a K Rock kid.
Oh yeah, Kevin Bean. I actually listened to Mark and Brian on KLOS because my dad
95.5.
Yeah. And you listened to?
I was more of a Kiss FM, Rick D's in the morning, 102.7 Kiss FM.
Yeah.
But we were also a 93.1.
Is that Arrow? That was Arrow FM?
You know what? I can't remember what it was called when I was.
I think it's Jack now. Maybe is it Jack FM now?
Maybe. But also then I was also a 92.3 The Beat and a 105.9, which is more like R&B hip hop. But I just wasn't a K-Rock. I felt like that was for the cool kids, like punk and a little bit edgier. And so I was more Kiss FM was for the lighter, like Sublime Light, and you know, like they edit out all the bad words, or you know, like it was very mainstream.
Did they have Sublime on on?
They did.
Yes, really?
They did, but it was more like there were no deep cuts.
It was like dun 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 dun.
I don't know if they played.
They played Date Rape a lot on.
I don't know. I knew that song, but I guess I probably knew it from K Rock, or my sister had a Sublime album that I stole.
Yeah, because I never thought of Kiss. So, by the way, welcome to your California, Southern California,
California 101
localized radio station podcast.
Take the 405.
I didn't remember Kiss FM. So Kiss FM, what did they mainly play?
Pop.
What artists or bands back then would they play?
Backstreet Boys, so I'm old, but Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, whoever sang Who Let the Dogs Out. They played a couple, like Slim Shady.
Baja when you Boys?
Heard of, hi, my name is, that. Yeah. Baja Boys. And then, Where Did You Go? My love. They played, you know.
Oh, like LaBouche and stuff like
that? They played LaBouche, uh-huh. Yeah. And so it depended, like, what time of day you were listening in the morning. Okay. It was more poppy. In the night, it would get, like, and okay. It would be very, like, la da 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 da. Ryan Seacrest, he was 98.7. That was Star 98.7.
Really?
That Ryan Seacrest was on, which was similar. It was kind of the VH1 of radio.
Huh, interesting. I didn't listen to Kiss, obviously.
So cool.
Interesting, like, about, like, LaBouche and some of those bands. It sounds a lot like Night at the Roxbury, the channel.
I dug it.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, ride a train. And ride a woo, woo. It was all the things I loved.
Yeah. I didn't appreciate those songs when I was that age. I was a young man.
Verses?
I was pissed.
You wanted lots of words?
Yeah.
I just wanted seven words, same over and over again.
Yeah, I wanted to do it all for the nookie. Come
what?
On. The nookie.
What?
You come on, take the cookie.
That's not the words. But I also listened to Limp Bizkit. I had an eclectic listening.
Yeah. Style. By the way, if you like Limp Bizkit now as a 40 plus year old person,
you were probably at K-Rock Acoustic Christmas. They were not there, but was the vibe. Let's talk about who was at K-Rock Acoustic Christmas. I mean, Almost Acoustic, even though it wasn't acoustic.
Yeah.
But they're calling it Almost Acoustic. I think it was just ironic, but.
Yeah. I want to talk about that in a second.
Oh, sorry.
No. I'm glad you brought it up.
It's your show, bro.
I'm very thankful for you, and I just want
wrong holiday.
I just want to kiss you. Ooh, I just want to
kiss FM.
Yeah.
Ah,
yeah. Yeah.
I see what you did.
Backstreet's back. All right.
I was NSYNC.
Okay. So K Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas. It was very 90s themed. All right. How many years did they say this was, like, the 34th year or something like that?
33rd. Yeah.
Although
the people that were hosting in between bands were not 33. So I don't know.
They were very young.
And I was very proud of them, and I couldn't do what they do. And there's just, like, a really judgy part of me that's like, look at those kids. Kids.
We're at the age now that we're like, oh, these, look at them. Look at them trying so hard to be famous.
I'm getting it. And your onesie? I mean, I couldn't.
She wasn't a onesie.
It was sparkly. A sparkly onesie.
It was a sparkly as shit onesie.
I couldn't
onesie.
Do it. I had to wear a jacket to cover up my love handles. So, mm-hmm. See, mm-hmm. She was getting
and
it.
And I found them. I found
them. They're not hard to find. Yeah. They're where they're supposed to be.
Well, when you slap my hands away. Okay. They did have some newer bands, so we'll start with that. BBY, which is a...
I had no clue.
I think we heard them walking in, but we didn't really pay attention.
That's the most I've ever heard from BBY was their footsteps. I don't know what. I don't know if they're new or old. I just didn't know. I called them. Is this Bebe? Is this a band called Bebe?
Wow, this is a good beat. This is a good beat. They're walking to the beat.
And I still didn't really hear a song because we got there at the tail end of their set.
Yeah, and we went straight to go get drinks and food.
Gotta have that hot dog.
Yep. And then, BBY and then the Linda Lindas, we heard some of their songs, like we may have heard like one or a couple of their songs just
from what playing. I heard, I was like, okay, I like this.
And we had the playlist, the Acoustic Christmas playlist on Spotify playing on the car ride there, which should have been a quick car ride, but LA traffic, 405.
Yeah.
We're not talking about that story.
We're not going to talk about traffic.
No. Unless you want to. Look, the Diamond Lane. So we heard a couple of songs from Linda's on the radio, and they weren't that bad.
No, yeah, I liked them.
They're decent. They're kind of like, is it sexist to compare it to another woman?
Band? Maybe. What are you going to say?
I was going to say like the, you know, kind of like the Donnas.
No, I thought you were going to say like Heart, which wouldn't have been, but then you said another band that was a woman's name. So it's like.
Oh, yeah, but that's the name of the
Donna
band.
Donnas. but I will say that I'm disappointed in myself in that it is hard for me to hear new music and appreciate it. Like, I'm just stuck in whatever I already know. And in new music, it's hard for me to make myself be interested in.
Yeah.
So even though I do like to try and find new music. So when I find new music, then I'm kind of judgy. And that being said, I liked it. So if this bitch could like up this new music, then I don't know what that does for you, but that's my own personal ruling on it. I liked it.
Interesting.
It's a bop.
It's a bop. Look, that's how old we are. that's how old we are. I heard some trivia about the Linda's, and I don't know if this is true. So just probably everyone, you know, ChatGPT, Google it a little bit later. The Linda's came to popularity during COVID because at libraries, because, you know, things are getting shut down, then there's nobody at the libraries. They would just perform in libraries. And so they kind of got their like a following going from library to library.
That's very interesting. I do want to Google that now.
Yeah. Don't do it now.
Oh,
save it for later.
I won't. I'll wait. But then, like, why didn't they call themselves like
the librarians? I mean,
why they didn't now. Okay, yeah. You're right. Hearing it out loud, Linda's is cool.
Boring.
All I can think of is Linda Belcher from Bob's Burgers, which I love.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'd model myself after her for sure.
What about the Dewey Decimals?
Hey, that's amazing.
Let's do it.
Shall we? Do we dare?
Oh my God.
Do we do it?
Coming to a library near you. It's the Dewey Decimals.
I can do so many library jokes.
Also, everybody call to action. Look to see if there's a band called the Dewey Decimals. And if there's not, it's ours. Please give us credit.
TM.
So Linda's, the next band that played was AWOL Nation, and there's only one song I'd ever heard, and I didn't realize that I'd heard them before. I just knew I didn't really like them somehow. Primally, I knew I didn't really like them.
It's not your jam.
However, I will say I heard some song, like the first song that showed up on the playlist as we're driving there. I was like,
it's called Run.
It wasn't that bad. I appreciated it. But that was the first band that
it's just a different form of transportation.
Yeah. that's all AWOL Nation is like.
Yeah. Bus.
Train. Subway.
Skateboard.
Public transportation. Well, I mean, that's kind of encompasses everything. That's the whole song name. I feel, though,
now that I'm thinking about it, because we haven't talked about all the bands yet, but now that I'm thinking about it, I would be curious to find out if the later on you went as the bands, I don't know, like the later on your start time was, I don't know, the band speak of it, the older you are. Like, did the young kids get to go first, like the Linda's and BBY? And then like AWOL Nation, they're maybe like our age. And then like next, but like, so like the further they went on, were they just like older and older? Cause they're more and more established.
I don't know because we'll get to it, but yeah, Sublime,
we'll talk about the
real. So AWOL Nation, neither of us are really fans of that band after seeing them live. Right.
I like Sail, and I have an appreciation for a very specific scream singing type of voice. Like, I'm not a big like roar, 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 but there's a certain, like the guy in Imagine Dragons does it too, like where they can do a certain scream. I'm like, I feel it, feel that scream, and I like it. Mm-hmm. And so that guy, whatever his name is, he did it. I just felt like he looked uncomfortable on stage, but I had never seen him before in my life. So I don't know if he always looks that way.
Yeah. Yeah. I made the joke at the very end of their set, and all the sets were only like 30 minutes long. It's supposed to be only 30 minutes long or so. And at the end of AWOL Nation's set, like, he ran off, and then the guitarist, the bassist, and the drummer were still on doing their own thing. I was like, he really is uncomfortable. He just doesn't want to be up there. He's like,
I think he,
come on guys, raise your hands, please. And at one point in time, it looked like he was like flapping his arms. Like,
he was very bossy. I was saying, he's very like, now scream, now sing these words, now put your hands up. And I was like, you do it. You're the performer. I'm just going to stand here. But I think he felt, and this is my own judgment and projection.
No, that's fair.
I feel like he felt a little bitter about how early his set was. Like, he probably felt he should have been on later.
But yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not. Sorry, AWOL Nation dude.
You
probably listen to this.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for listening, AWOL Nation.
Yeah.
You know, sail.
Sail on.
Sailing. No, I don't like that song either. Okay.
Good for him.
So then Franz Ferdinand was next. And we know a total of three songs from them.
I knew two until we were driving there and we listened to an extra one. So then I accidentally knew one more.
Yeah. And the people we were with, my coworker, Justin, and his wife, Natalie, and their daughter, they...
digging it.
Natalie and his daughter, like, they were like, they up were there
in it,
like filming
the whole thing.
Such a blast.
And I filmed them filming it because it was so adorable. And then I thought the people behind me were probably like, look at this jerk filming these people.
Look at this dumb asshole.
Gonna do some kind of negative post about, look at these people filming in front of me. But I was like, look how much fun they're all having as a family. It was adorable.
Well, and I mean, we were with our family too. You and I and Dexter, we were there, right?
Yeah,
our almost 13-year-old was there. He
knew the one song that everyone knows. Everyone, you can tell the song that everyone in the audience knows, because that's when the phones come out. So you're like kind of watching, they're singing, and everybody's kind of bopping.
Yeah, maybe bobbing their heads a little.
Real fans know the song. But when the song that comes on the radio plays,
everyone's like,
everybody's phones come out. And that's all you see.
And some are like filming at landscape, some are filming at portrait. You know, they just, you know, then
willy nilly.
You know, just the youth of the nation. We are. So then we followed up Franz Ferdinand with who was it? Sublime next?
I think you're right.
Yeah, it was Sublime after. No.
Jimmy World. Jimmy World.
Jew went on right after. I have a patch that says Jew on it.
I know, but I don't know if that's their intention. Do you know?
That's their intention. But Mary Elizabeth Winstead is Mew, so.
That's not as offensive.
True, but, you know.
Like, what a Mew. Don't try and Mew me out of this. Yeah, that's not as bad.
Yeah, I know. That's fair. So Jimmy Rold went on. In our almost 13-year-old was getting tired. We both wanted to see
7:30.
Jimmy. Yeah.
Because there were no chairs.
There's a chair with general admission on the floor. It's whatever. So we did get to hear a couple songs from Jimmy Eat World. You and I both like Jimmy Eat World a lot. So, yes. So it was really good.
Killed the sweetness. That was so good.
Yeah.
And that was one of the very few times that I was for him, like a singer of a band holding the microphone out to the audience and having them sing, because it was so fun to hear the whole audience go, that's not how that part goes, but that it was fun to hear them say the oh part.
I was in with a boy during that time, eating some Sour Patch Kids, so I didn't hear that song. I did get to hear Bleed American, and
I don't know the names of the songs. What's the Salt, Sweat, Sugar, Honey, Asphalt? What's that one?
With Bayside.
Yeah. We know how it goes. We just don't know the title.
And then, of course, they played the middle as well.
Yes. every female's anthem at that point. Like, that's right, girl. It just takes some time. You're going to get there. It's going to be fine. You just see all the 40-year-old women were like, we're going to make it. Everyone in therapy.
Hey.
I was there with them, too. I'm like, we're going to tell this to our therapist on Friday. This song is making us feel better about ourselves. That's not how the song goes.
Don't write yourself off. Yeah,
I know. It's such a good message.
It is such a good message. It's talking about positive, you know, positive optimism, looking at yourself.
Yeah.
Chelsea.
I
look at yourself positively.
I can only do it when that song is playing.
They started off a little bit shaky, but they got way better by the end of it.
I think they were a little thrown by how Franz Ferdinand got everyone all pumped. And then I think they did say that, I don't know who's the lead singer of Jimmy World, what his name is. Do you know?
No, Jimmy.
Okay. Probably.
Jimmy or World.
Eat. I don't know. But he went like, I heard you guys for Franz Ferdinand. So I think he was intimating like, where did everybody go? So everyone kind of lost a little energy for a second. And it was not the highest energy concert I've ever been to.
No. It wasn't. And you know, like we're general admission, so we're on the floor. It's at the Kia Forum, which like we saw Electric Light Orchestra there, and we were on the floor there, but with the seats, and like so, but it's like it's a amphitheater seating, so it was packed everywhere else, but down on the floor,
But in that case, everyone's there just to see one band, so they all know all the songs. In this case, when there's like six or seven bands, some of the people are there just to see one band or two bands. And so they're not into every single band.
Yeah.
So it's maybe more scattered.
Yeah. Yeah. I think like at No Values and the No Values concert and then at the No Effects shows, like there's a lot of bands there that you don't necessarily know. There are some bands you know that you want to see. Some bands are like, I've heard a song or so and so. But there's still a lot more energy there. But I think that's also because there wasn't sitting down. It was just like, if you're sitting down, it's because you're fucked up already.
I wasn't this time. I made sure to stay with it because I knew I was going to have to be standing, and I'm so glad I wore my tennis shoes.
That's right. Not like the older gentleman who was like, he must have been on shrooms or Molly or something. He had the
best drugs in his system.
He was so happy, like bouncing around the entire time.
He was feeling it. He was like six laps in. And it was like still just going. You could see him just kind of like bunny hopping through, like doing a little circle.
Yeah.
I was so happy for him.
At one point in time, you're helping Dexter out with something. And then he was like bouncing up towards us. I was like, is he about to bounce up on us?
I was there. I recognized that for a moment. I was like, I'm dancing too much. And he feels like we're going to dance together.
Yeah.
Back it up.
Don't back it up.
But then he got his foo-foo on with a couple other ladies. And they were doing that weird like triple dance from Romeo and Michelle's high school reunion where they like cross over and under each other. And it seemed very choreographed and good for them. They were doing a whole thing.
And then
Sublime.
Yeah. Speaking of getting fucked up. So Sublime came on. And at that point in time, we're like, okay, so Sublime's on. They'll be the next band. We'll get them. I want to watch one song from the band after that. And then I've seen the other band.
Which Sublime song was there one that you were interested in hearing that you were waiting to hear?
The one song I wanted to hear was Date Rape. And they played that pretty.
I was waiting for Santeria, but.
They played Santeria.
They did, but it was like at that end.
Yeah. And so the problem, Brad, I forget Brad's last
name. Brad Sublime.
So he passed away, obviously, a long time ago in the mid-90s. And so then Sublime with Rome was a thing for a little bit. Then Sublime, his son grew up and then is now the lead singer for Sublime.
We don't know his name, do we?
No, don't.
Sublime Junior.
I saw them at No Values, and they were pretty good. The sets were longer at No Values.
Their set was long at this concert.
Their song was their set was too long.
They went over.
My
son's about to fall asleep.
There's a very strict schedule there, Chelsea.
Get through it.
And he's like, "What time is it now?"
Every time they played a new song, I was like, "Another one."
It's 20 minutes past the time they're supposed to be done.
And they were playing a lot of songs that I wasn't familiar with, which was part of my hurry it up. So, and I thought I knew more Sublime songs than that.
But the good news is a lot of Sublime songs just go ding, 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 like kind of like mariachi.
No, it's like ska.
Ska, yeah, like soft ska.
Yeah, his son did a great job.
Did a great job, although he probably was high.
I think he was at least
at least high. But he's got a donation,
and he can still get high.
Yeah. Followed by the we watched one song from this band just to say we did.
Two songs by 311, because I was like, okay, well, listen to one song.
That's right.
And then, well, then it was like, okay, they didn't play my favorite song, the first song. We'll wait for the next song. And it wasn't. So we left like halfway through that one.
311.
I know you're not into 311. No, I like 311.
Not a huge fan.
And I was waiting for Amber, and they probably played it, but we left.
I imagine they did.
But I had never seen anything like a lot of these bands. I don't go to as many concerts as you do, so I don't know what they look like. And I kind of choose not to ever since my Rick Ocasek incident, where I was like, oh no, I thought he sounded so hot. And another friend of ours who had to find out that Wayne Newton was a dude, yeah, and like Donka Shane was not sung by a beautiful lady. I get that. Like sometimes you just want you just need whatever's in your head.
Mm-hmm.
So then I saw this guy perform, and that was not the guy I thought was going to be singing the songs.
Nick Hexum, the lead singer of 311. He
looks good.
He looks good. He looks like an amalgamation of like 70 different people.
Vanilla Ice was my first. He looks like Vanilla Ice. Right. Timothy Oliphant, Steven Dorff.
I say Chris Pine.
Yeah, there was someone else. And his eyebrows of Matt Gaetz, which is a bummer.
Oh, my gosh. I as we were leaving, I texted Justin and I said, we've got to get out of here. Nick Hexum's eyebrows are freaking me the fuck out.
They pushed us out. They were so big. If you know anybody with those eyebrows, that person's usually a little unstable.
Yeah.
Especially if they're a woman. Those great. Sorry to like alienate all your fans or whatever, but like
No.
They had the crazy brows.
No, Sophia doesn't listen to this.
No.
So we left at 311. I'd seen 311 before actually in like 2003 in St. Louis. And they played with Jay-Z. It was a weird mix of music. So I was okay not seeing him again. I wanted to see Beck, which was the next performer up there, because I just wanted to see a song from Beck. So I wanted to see a song.
See him in person performing.
Yeah. So I can be like, okay, done. Check that off my list of people I've seen.
I'm sure he'll perform again.
I'm sure Beck isn't done being Beck.
You can always watch that Futurama episode. I've seen a couple times. Oh, yeah. Beck is in it.
And then so after Beck, so there's not a lot to talk about now because we left.
We ate a McRib.
And then after Beck was Smashing Pumpkins, and I saw Smashing Pumpkins a couple months ago. And they opened for Green Day, which, you know, I prefer Smashing Pumpkins to Green Day.
And I have a very unpopular opinion of not being a huge fan of Smashing Pumpkins. That's just my own thing, guys. Sorry.
I like earlier Smashing Pumpkins, all the melancholy and the infinite sadness stuff. That was like my 16, 17, where I was like, I don't like new music. I want the cool, hard stuff. And Smashing Pumpkins used to be cool and hard. Like, despite all my rage.
Which I was like, oh, I thought he was always saying, like, despite all my... Wait, what are the lyrics?
Despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage.
I was right then.
Yeah.
I thought I heard you saying something else. And then I was like, oh, I guess I was wrong. Anyway, I know a lot of Smashing Pumpkins songs.
You just don't like them.
They're just not my
jam.
Fave. Yeah.
Jam?
Yeah, there's not much.
We tilt our head at the same time.
Jam.
So we left. We bounced out of
we
that place.
We had to, because when you go to a concert with a little kid, you got to be ready to go when that kid's ready to go.
I know that's right. Which brings us to our next topic, which you alluded to, Chelsea, food. But before I talk about that, you know, one of the things that we have been doing for a couple days now, we received some samples of Magic Mind, And Chelsea's got a bottle. I've got a bottle here.
Magic Mind. And so
Magic Mind is pop it up there. It's meant to help increase focus, increase energy. So sharper mind, lower stress, calm energy. I have been using it. Today was like my fourth, I'll say dose, but it's not a dose thing.
Because it says you can take it whenever, or you can take it in place of coffee.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
To that point about instead of coffee, I've been taking this instead of coffee just to give it a shot. and the first time I took it was on Thursday, just a couple of days ago. Again, I'm on my fourth, and there was some point in the day where I was talking to a coworker and we were talking about like plans and like planning something, right? How interesting, how fun and exciting. And I was like, it felt like there was a trigger for me where I was like, I'm honed in to what's going on right now. I know exactly.
So you didn't feel laggy.
I didn't feel laggy. And it was, same thing when I took my first couple doses of medication where I'm like, I can sense it. I can feel that there's a difference.
Usually
there.
I feel like there's a lot of medications where the very first couple of days you really like, you can notice a difference right away.
Yeah. This isn't medication. This is all natural. Right? It's got matcha in it. It's got mushrooms, not those types of mushrooms, but cordyceps.
Like in Last of Us?
Yeah.
But yeah. I was skeptical because of the matcha, not because I don't know the benefits of matcha, but because I don't like the taste of matcha. And so I was like, okay, here I go. But then I was like, oh, you can't taste the matcha at all because it's got some passion fruit stuff in it.
Yeah.
So it has kind of like a watermelon, melony taste to it. And then I took it without coffee for a couple of days and was nervous that, in which I have had before, a headache when I didn't drink my coffee. And so I was nervous about that, but I didn't have my headache. And then I actually took it with, I also had coffee the very first time because I didn't trust. I'm like, okay, I'm also going to drink my coffee. And I was afraid, but then I didn't get jittery or anything. So you can still drink your coffee. But I also then tried it without my coffee and still felt the same as if I had had my coffee.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome. I was starting to switch to green tea.
I know my eyes look sleepy now, but
but we didn't take any.
Brandon made good drinks, and I'm old, and this skin is sinking.
And we're making drinks with Magic Mind.
No, there's no matcha in my pineapple.
No, there's not. So there's a 15-day challenge, and so I'm on day four. You're on day two now.
Day three
now. So, we're going to kind of keep track of this for a couple more episodes and see how we progress. Want to go ahead and pass that on.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm for any kind of like natural, anything natural to put in your body. Like, I don't want to have a bunch of chemicals.
Right.
Per se.
Yeah, you don't want chemicals, Chelsea. Not like in the McRib.
I didn't have a McRib. I had McNuggets like a normal person.
We left the Kia Forum, and our kid is falling asleep. But
he's an only child, so we do whatever that precious as little prince wants to do.
As we're walking to the car, we're like, I was kind of hungry. I didn't really have any food.
I could have gone for In-N-Out, to be honest.
Yeah, but we actually tried to go to Sizzler, not Western Sizzlin'.
Sizzler.
Not a buffet place. We tried to go to Sizzler, which is like seafood
steak. It's also a buffet place, though.
Eh, it's got a salad buffet.
But I don't know. I haven't been in it for 17 years.
But it's not a buffet place. It's got a salad bar, but that doesn't make That's it a buffet true. Place.
Okay. You're right.
I mean,
Western Sizzlin' is a different chain, which I don't know is still.
I don't know if it exists.
Okay. We didn't go to Sizzler.
We didn't go to Sizzler.
Closing in 17 minutes.
So he's like, what about McRib? And then
but he sings it. Yeah. What about McRib?
Who's gonna get a McRib? I wanna get a McRib. I don't know. We make songs up and then we never remember what the ditties are. So all right, Sizzler's closed.
Chelsea, find the closest McDonald's. I'm on it. Beep boop boop. And all of a sudden I'm Chloe from 24. I'll find it for you. Don't worry, boss. Beep boop boop. I'm like, it's in 0.3 miles and oh no, it has 1.2 stars. Let me find another McDonald's. Oh, it has 1.4 stars. Oh no, let me find another McDonald's. Nothing has above 2 stars, guys. No. Don't ever check McDonald's on Yelp. Just go to McDonald's. It does what it's supposed to do. And that is put your son to sleep 5 minutes into your car ride. Yeah. And then he sleeps the rest of the way home.
So we go through, he orders a McRib. By the way, whatever. He eats our McRib and then he falls asleep. This is how I want it.
Kind of sounding good right now.
McRib sounds good.
No, just McDonald's.
Oh, just McDonald's. Okay. Well, this is what I want to talk about, the McRib. My dad, my older brother, they fucking love the McRib. And I enjoy it, but I'm not like wild about it.
I wonder if it's a nostalgia thing. When was the McRib first introduced?
In Mictober.
Mictober of 19
Mic-5.
But I don't, maybe it's that. Maybe it's just a warm, comforting memory for them. But it's just like, you know, when people are like, oh, what's in a McRib? It's probably made of blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to say gross things, but it's like, I love a hot dog and I don't know what's in that, but I'm not going to stop eating it because they're so good.
What food out there are you like, if you don't have it all the time and it's like a seasonal thing, maybe like a seasonal food, what would that be that you're like, that's really good that other people are like, I don't know about that. Is there anything you like that? I'm
confused by the question.
Well, like, so eggnog, right? Like eggnog is seasonal.
Right. And I'm not a huge fan of eggnog unless there's booze in it.
Yeah. Well, like, are there any other kinds of like
but
foods?
I will. So here's what like I say. That. So it used to be like a peppermint mocha from Starbucks. But then Sheena, my bestie, who worked so many years at Starbucks, as did Travis, informed me you can get a peppermint mocha any time of the year. And it changed my life. It is not seasonal. Oh,
that's right.
So now that doesn't matter. And there just aren't like, I love so much bad food, so much good food. There's like. Although I remember when I was pregnant, for some reason, it would always be a Sunday that I'd be like, you know what sounds good? Chick-fil-A. And they're like, they're not open. Like,
every time.
So that was what kind of turned me against Chick-fil-A. That was the only reason don't like them is because they weren't open on Sundays, and that's when I wanted Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, yeah. When we were in the military and we lived everywhere else, was there ever a food where you went someplace? Like, we're in Florida, we're in Hawaii. Like, is there any food that you'd be like, any of those places right now that'd be like, I want that food?
Yeah, I miss a lot of Hawaii food for sure.
What food?
Their sushi. I mean, like California does have good sushi, but it's really cheap in Hawaii. And I even miss from living like just on the coast of living on San Pedro and living in San Pedro and living closer to the coast. I miss some of that food. And then when we lived in Oklahoma, they had, I don't know if they have it out here, actually. I don't think they do. Whataburger.
Mm.
That was delicious. And Coney Islander, which was like a burger, but mostly like chili cheese dogs. So good chili cheese dogs. They steam the buns.
I didn't really like Coney
Islander. Arkansas, I just meant it's a bookstore that they had there, that Hastings bookstore.
Yeah.
So there's every place we've lived, I can I clock it by the food.
The thing I miss most about Hawaii is the wasabi poke.
Oh,
it's just the tuna wasabi poke.
And you can get it at the like base grocery store.
Yeah.
Do we know? I don't know.
If I ever go back to Hawaii, that's what I'm eating.
We should go back just for that.
We should.
$1,600 poke.
As far as seasonal foods, what's the worst seasonal food in your mind?
I don't like pumpkin spice lattes.
That's why we're married.
And I used to like candy corn, but now I'm not as big a fan. Especially the ones that are like shaped like pumpkins. And I'm kind of down on whenever Reese's tries to get into whatever holiday they're doing and everything just looks like a big turd. And it's like, here's my Reese's cup that looks like a bunny. It doesn't. It looks like a Christmas tree. Nope. It looks like an egg. Okay. This one looks like an egg, Reese's, but stop trying to just make this oval different things.
that's fair. Okay.
It's usually candy. Now that I'm thinking about it. It's like seasonal candies.
Okay. So here we go. Here we go. I'm going to give you a list of five seasonal foods. Okay.
I'm ready.
And I gotta use my finger to make sure I count
need five of them.
Yeah. Okay. So you got a candy corn. You've got Cadbury cream eggs. You've got Peeps. You've got, oh shoot, I lost it. I had more and I forgot them. Is any others?
We'll edit it out.
Fruitcake. Fruitcake. That's only three.
Were you trying to think of just like a Christmas?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Eggnog.
You
we'll
said
do
eggnog.
We'll do eggnog and then.
No, I think that was the first thing you said.
Well, no, I said Cadbury cream egg.
You said the second.
And then I said Peeps.
Peeps.
And then I said candy corn. Then I
need one more, bro.
Oh, then eggnog. Then I said fruitcake.
Oh boy. And what's the question?
And then we'll just do Abba's Abba's. Just it's not seasonal, but
I don't even know. Are those peanut buttery? Like they taste like peanut butter?
It's like toffee, but filled with peanut butter.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Which of those is the worst one?
Phew. What are they again?
Peeps. Candy corn.
Alphabetical order, please. It'll help me.
Cadbury cream egg.
That's the best.
Candy corn. Okay. Yeah, candy corn.
I'm going to go worst is Abba Zabba.
Eggnog.
Even though I don't feel like that's
possible. Oh, I guess that would be first. Yeah, Abba Zabba. Okay.
But my favorite's Cadbury. And then I'm not counting Abba Zabba. That doesn't count.
Okay.
Even though I used to love Peeps so much, they are now my least favorite of that bunch. I can eat one and be like, oh, okay, that's plenty. But then they don't even come in like a resealable package and they're all connected. So if you eat one, now I got to eat four. And now I feel awful. And it doesn't help me what shape they're in. It doesn't matter if they're shape of chickies or bunnies or whatever. But they've made different flavor ones, though. I haven't tried all different flavors. Yeah. But I don't know how many different flavors there could like be that would make me feel like, ooh. This is a good one.
Yeah. Do you think?
Fruitcake. Okay. No, I can't. Not with the fruitcake. Just like I'm not like a cranberry sauce person.
Yeah.
So
you don't like Jell-O either.
I'm not a huge fan of Jell-O.
Yeah.
The texture is weird. Like when I was in college and people do Jell-O shots, I never felt like it made me look attractive at all to be like, I could never.
No, you make that noise.
You have to get it out of there. I was bad at taking Jell-O shots, so I was just like, "Can you just make it a drink? Can we not put it in the refrigerator and I'll drink it then?"
Yeah, well, because if you let it cool down, then it solidifies. So, I mean, do you have to put it in the fridge for it to solidify like
you,
that?
First, you cook it on the stove.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Then you put it in the fridge.
Right. So if you just take it off the stove and let it sit in room temperature.
My assumption is that putting in the fridge just speeds up the solidifying process. Mm. So once you cook it on the stove, it kind of does something to the chemical makeup of it that makes it into the Jell-O that we all know and love. Thanks, Bill Cosby.
that reminds me of Dwight when I went for John D. Hollinger's bachelor party.
Yeah.
And then, James.
Where did you even get this gel?
Kevin. Kevin gave me, he's like, hey, just put this in Dwight's.
It'll turn into a gel. Not Jell-O. Like a gel, like silica, like the stuff that's in diapers.
No, it wasn't silica. No, because that's poisonous.
No, I know, but that's the consistency that it turned into is like the stuff that you do like science experiments with when you're a kid. Where it's like, ugh. It wasn't Jell-O-y. It was
it wasn't done solidifying yet.
So maybe there's too much liquid or something. I don't know.
Yeah, when he took a drink of it.
We have a picture of his reaction. He was not pleased.
He was not. He was not happy.
I don't blame him, but he deserved it.
That might be why they don't talk to us anymore. Yeah, me, he's specifically. Probably
still suffering the after effects of that. Gel beer. Anything in a gel form. Like when you drink those energy gel things, mm-hmm. I'm always like, ugh, that just feels weird to me. I don't want... This is going to sound, don't go anywhere with this. I don't want like a slimy anything. And I'm like, that didn't give me a good mouth feel.
Mm, yeah. Mouth feel. No, I get cloyingly sweet. That's the other thing that people say.
It's true. They say that.
Okay. Last question I have about food, Chelsea.
I love talking about food. So.
Okay, well, this is the last question I'll ever ask you on this podcast or in our lives. What is your favorite Christmas meal? Because Christmas is right around the corner. When you think of Christmas, what are the meals that you think about that you really want to, you just want to devour? You want to devour
Well,
them.
So some people do a Christmas turkey, but in my mind, that's crazy because you just had Thanksgiving turkey. So to me, Christmas needs a ham. Or a roast, but probably a ham. Which one time my grandmother made a ham. She's such an amazing cook. But she would put the little cloves in the top of the ham. And I didn't know you weren't supposed to eat that part. That is awful. Do not eat a clove. But I like a ham, mashed potatoes. And I don't feel like we got any pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving, so now I've been craving it for Christmas. But we used to have a chocolate cake for Christmas because that was Jesus's birthday cake, and we all sang happy birthday to Jesus.
Yeah.
And so I missed chocolate cake. But ham, I guess, is that's the answer. Even though I don't know a lot of people eat ham for Easter, but not you. You used to eat rabbit like a savage.
Yeah, we did. Bugs Bunny in a pan
I want ham all the time. I could eat any part of a pig all day.
What about its butthole?
I mean, if you fry it, it probably tastes as good as chicken gizzards and livers, which I like.
What about like the pork hock, the foot?
Never. My dad likes pickled pig. Does he like pickled pig's feet? Somebody I know likes pickled pig's feet.
Maybe your dad does. My dad likes menudo with the pig's foot in there.
But you've had tongue before.
Yeah, but that's like cow tongue.
But doesn't it taste grainy?
It's rubbery.
But now let's just talk about all the weird parts of animals we've eaten. Because when we lived in Oklahoma, you did eat calf fries, which are the testes. Mm-hmm. And I thought they were good, but your thought was, oh, no, I don't want to know what my testicles might taste like. And I was like, I'm fine with this.
Yeah. Yeah. It tasted good. It was just the whole like, you know what? If I was being slaughtered and my balls sliced off and then someone was eating them, this is what it would taste like.
If we get stranded on an island, it's the first part of you I'm going to eat.
Nice. That's what I'm talking about, honey.
Speaking of, so like I can link ball sacks. I was so nervous whether or not I should say that word to how tired my eyes are. Because now that I'm getting older, okay. I didn't know
where that's going.
Have you ever, like, I was reading a thing even the other day that was like, oh, you're getting older, you're trying to put eyeshadow or eyeliner on. Have you ever tried to put eyeliner on a ball sack? That's what that's like. Now you know. It's just wrinkles. And then look, it stays when you pinch it. But then I could donate this and it could be someone's foreskin. I don't know. Your mom did that. Anyway, yeah. what are you looking on your phone for something?
No, I just got a call to action that I have for folks out there in a couple of minutes. But no, your eyelids don't look like ball sacks, but
they could be foreskin.
But they could be. I kind of want to put eyeshadow on my ball sack. Yeah,
we'll try it. We'll test it out.
Maybe do I need to like tattoo an eyeball on my ball sack first?
No. The eyeball just gets in the way. You got to stretch this out. And you got to close your eyes and you got to pretend you're 20 years younger.
Do you have, is there like a eyelid stretcher plus painter for wrinkly eyes?
Plastic surgery.
No. Something like more practical, like a cherry pitter.
You want me to get some kind of extract, like a thing, the thing they put in your chest to open up your rib cage when you're having heart surgery on my eyeball. And I'm like, stretch this out. Now give me a stamp. Pow. Eyelid done.
I mean, that's a good idea. I mean, if you're going through such pain and misery as a woman to make yourself.
Beauty is pain, is it not?
You know, like look good.
Which is why I'm not in a ton of pain right now. Oh,
man.
Self-deprecating.
Humor is hot, let me tell you.
It's in. Humor is in. It's trending.
I think it's a good idea. And that's everyone's call to action.
Full Saxon eyelids are the same, basically.
Well, okay. So Chelsea,
wrap it up.
Wrap it up, Chelsea. So what I wanted to do was say thank you, Chelsea, for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for hanging out. We got at least two more of these. At least two more. So if you like this show, good. If you don't, please don't send it to Chelsea on Instagram and say,
I love criticism. It helps me learn how terrible I am and how to fix it.
I need more therapy ammunition.
I'm running out of bad things about myself. I'm not.
Yeah, please don't do it. Because you don't have to hear about it.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, thank you, honey. I appreciate you hanging out.
You're welcome.
With us. If you want to follow the show, please tell friends and family. And if you're like,
I'm done with Travis, this lady is way crazier than Travis. Travis makes too much sense, and I'd rather listen to someone I can relate to who's a little bit more unhinged. Yeah.
Then here we go. You know what? This is the thing. This is what the thing is. There's levels of organization and hosting abilities that are happening right now, right? So Travis is not here.
Yeah.
Travis is, if we're doing like a hierarchy of people who lead the...
Careful.
Am I doing a much...
I'm just saying, like, where's this hierarchy going? Because I have a feeling I'm not going to be at the top.
There's heart. Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
Oh. I love it.
For the audio listener on the video, if I do the... if I make it
Does
a heart...
Does this make a balloon?
No. If you take your hands on the FaceTime camera and then... you make a heart, then like a heart emoji comes up. That's cool. Or thumbs up. We found that out earlier. It's not doing it right now. Doesn't matter.
My stuff isn't doing anything.
Quit doing that. Chelsea is making a vagina.
Nothing happened.
Surprise. Okay. How about this?
Brandon is making a big stick.
what was I saying?
Travis is not here.
The hierarchy is Travis is usually the one who's like running the show. He's like,
bless him.
He's like, moving on. Next topic. Here we go. And he's keeping me on track. And I'm just like, oh, honey, blah, 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 blah. And now he's, I'm taking over for him. And so now, Chelsea, you're the color commentary.
What a shift for you that you have to be the sane one in charge, because I am off the rails.
This is what everyone feels about me when they're listening to the show. They're like, Brandon's off the rails again. I'm never off in our relation. I'm never off the rails.
It takes all kinds, man, to make the world go round.
Yeah. So anyways, thank you for making me be responsible, honey.
You're welcome.
Apathetic underscore enthusiasm. Go over there and do that. Also, if you're interested in that magic mind, again, we're on the 15-day challenge. You can actually go use.
Those are the ingredients.
Those are the ingredients. We have a limited time code that you can use for some Magic Mind. You can go to Magic Mind and use the code Travis and Brandon 20 For 20% off your one-time purchase. So you can go to magicmind.com, Travis and Brandon 20. Not Travis and Chelsea or Brandon and Travis.
That's a difference.
you can go there, 20% off. So give it a shot, literally, because it is, you know, so far so good for me, Chelsea, I think for you too.
Clarifying.
So yeah, go and do that. Anything, any last words for you, honey?
And if you're in the mood for a cocktail mocktail recipe, go online. You don't have to ask Brandon. You can Google that. And I appreciate you guys putting up with me instead of Travis for the last, what's it been, 3 hours? Thanks, guys.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
See you next week, you
guys. Until next time, I'm Brandon.
I'm Chelsea.
And we'll see you later.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.